with Dr. DK Olukoya. 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya. 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya. 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya. 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now and always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go. Now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now. And always be in the know. MFM on the go. Your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go. Now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now. And always be in the know. MFM on the go. Your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications. The Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app. MFM on the go. Now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now. And always be in the know. MFM on the go. Your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications. The Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app. MFM on the go. Now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now. And always be in the know. MFM on the go. Your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. DK Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here.
the warfare that is raging.
Ninu ogun ton ja.
For the truth and for the right.
Fun itona toto ati otito.
When the conflict fears is raging.
Nipa ti ogun ba gbona gidigidi.
With the powers of the night.
Pelu awon agbara okanjo oru.
God needs soldiers who are brave and true.
Olorun nilo awon omo ologun ti won ti olojito ti won si ni okan.
May them depend on you.
Ohun a le gbekele obi.
May the Lord depend on you.
Oluwa ko le gbekele obi.
So loyalty is what is due.
Jeje olooto o je ohun to din dandan.
Say, O Spirit, brave and true.
Bakan na iwe mi otito ati iye.
May them depend on you.
Ohun a le gbekele obi.
The song goes like this.
Bye, and you're not to say long.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the light, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night, God is so just brave and true. For loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers of the conflict, will you hit that call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier too. Others have enlisted, so why not you? Jesus is a captain. We will never fail.
So
will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I'm sure you remember that song. A call for loyal soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fail. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Lulukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have dogged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power. And we thank you for your name which is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered before you, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Today in our Revival Hour, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. Power to make impact. I believe God that those who are present tonight are those who have determined that they must make impact. Amen. Right from the beginning of the Bible to the end of it. Listen to me well. God has never been interested in majority. God has always worked with the minority. Thousands and millions of people were in the world during the time of Noah. He only took about 7 or 8 people out. The rest gone. Minority. 3 million people left the land of Egypt.
boys and girls, male and female, but at the end of the day, cross over to the promised land, minority. So from the beginning of the things of God, selected few have always been the one who will carry his purpose forward. After Jesus administered for 3.5 years, when he was going away, he gathered 120, 120, and those were the ones enough to turn the world upside down. I'm praying for somebody that the power for you to impact your generation and thereby rewrite your family history will come upon you now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. What is impact? And that takes us to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Let's open our Bibles to Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Or let's pick it from 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season. And to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Life is a one-way street, and everyone is important in God's plan in this world. The harvest indeed is plenty, but the laborers are still very few. God has deposited anointing, gifts, talents, investments in your life. It is therefore very important for our lives to be lived in such a way as to influence others positively. Let's read that sentence again. It is therefore very important for our lives to be lived in such a way as to influence others positively. You need to become a man or woman of positive impact. You need to become a man or woman of positive impact. This is a serious issue. Thousands, thousands and thousands die every day. Nobody even knows that they have gone. A lot of terrible things happen. Nobody cares sometimes whether they happen or they don't happen. The thing is this. When you die and you leave this earth, what will men say about you after you are gone? We could carry the coffin and head towards the burial ground and begin to sing, "Ilelo lo tarara," whereas the man did not go anywhere. He had lived a useless life while here, a life that had not made any impact. We've seen some situation. A person dies and people cry. They cry. You beg them, it is enough. But they refuse to be pacified. It is because of the impact those ones have made. I've seen a situation too, when an old person died and everybody in the street came out rejoicing. But that wicked man is gone. That wicked man is gone. And they were rejoicing. Because when this man was alive, if you pass at the front of his house and you don't prostrate or you don't kneel down, it will arrest your leg with his wicked power. And you have to pass at the front of his house or go everywhere. So he had made an impact, but a negative impact. The reason we don't find some people coming to church is because the impact Christians are making in the environment is low. Some are actually making negative impact. Some will tell you, you are inviting me to church. Show me the name of the church. Then they say, one of your members is coming to sleep with a married woman here. So is that the kind of church you are inviting me to? So those ones are making negative impact. They say, come to our church. Say, if your church is the only church that remains with your kind of life that I'm seeing, I will not follow you there. That is negative impact. I'm praying for you that you will not be a negative example. Let that amen be louder than that. So when you leave this planet, will they see your footprints on the sand of time? Will they say you have made an impact? Will they say you are important? If you are a man of God, would they say a prophet has passed through this place? Would they say a kind woman has passed through this place? A good person has passed through this place? Would they rejoice that you are gone? Or would they be unhappy that you are gone? Sometimes when you see people going to the cemetery, it's easy to know whether the person they are going to bury is important or not important. When you see them carrying a coffin to the cemetery, and those who are burying the person, they are smoking cigarettes. They are eating chewing gum. They are not singing. They are not dancing. They are just going there blankly. You know that that person has not made any impact. I decree upon your life that the anointing of the impact maker will come upon you in the name of Jesus. By the time the great apostle Joseph Babalola died, the demons gathered together. They did a thanksgiving service that this man has gone. The troubler of our lives. His life troubled the enemy, not the enemy troubling his life. So you need to make up your mind. Are you going to be an impact maker? Or are you going to come to this water just mark time? It's a decision you need to make. And let me tell you one key statement, which you must never forget in this introduction I'm making. If nobody is learning anything good from you, you are living a wasted life. That's the truth. If nobody is learning something good from you, then you have come to live a wasted life. It is time for many of us to wake up from the slumber in which the enemy has put us. It is time for you to wake up that giant, the inner lion in you that has been sleeping. It's time to wake it up so that they can move forward and make impact. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens and shout this on your own head? Daniel! Wake up! By fire! In the name of Jesus! Speak unto yourself now! Wake yourself up from the slumber of darkness! Wake yourself up from the slumber of darkness! Wake yourself up from the slumber of darkness. Bakapata satiala. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are still following me, shout hallelujah. In life, there are 10 categories of people. One, those who never discover who they are. Those who never discover who they are. That's group number one. They are millionaires, but they don't know they are millionaires. They are intelligent. They don't know they are intelligent. They are supposed to be prophets, but they don't know. They are supposed to be lecturers. They simply do not know. There are many blind people like that in our world who don't know who they are. Here is this woman created as an elephant. Now she wants to marry. Because she did not know that she's an elephant. She decided to marry a cockroach. And so that kind of marriage will not work. Because she had not discovered who she is. And this is a great problem indeed. Even in the Bible, you can see it working out sometimes. Somebody like Moses originally did not know who he was. He was in the desert, looking after animals, looking after cattle. Imagine, the man looking after cattle wrote the first books of the Bible. All these first books of the Bible were inside his tummy, but he was in the desert looking after animals. May you not die with your divine potential. May it manifest in the name of Jesus. Look at Paul. Paul was busy running and killing Christians when he didn't know who he was. He was killing them. The man killing the Christians, 2/3 of the New Testament was inside his belly. And yet he was working against it because he did not know who he was. It's a terrible tragedy when you don't know who you are. So one great question that you need to answer, and the earlier you answer, the better. It is, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? They came to John the Baptist. They said, who are you? Are you Elijah the prophet? I am not. Are you the Messiah? I am not. Are you that prophet? I am not. But who are you? You should have expected the man to say, you don't know me. Are you new in this place? You don't know me? You're asking for my identity? My father was Zechariah the priest. My mother was Elizabeth. The angel prophesied my birth. He didn't say all that. He said, who are you? He said, I am the voice of him cry in the wilderness. Make straight the paths of the Lord. Make his way straight. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain shall be brought low. Say, I am a voice. I am a voice. May the Lord make you a voice. 2. Those who do not know what is happening, they're just in this world, they're just looking. Everything is just happening around them. They have no clue what is happening. 3. Those who watch things happening, they're just spectators. People are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They're just spectating. People are receiving miracles. They're just spectating. May you not be that kind of spectator. 4. Those who make things happen. They make things happen. When they say church, there are some people, they make church happen. Some are not concerned. They're not concerned. They're just floaters. They float in and float out. They see benches, they don't know who cleaned them. They don't know who sweeps the place. They're not interested. They just watch things happen. But there are those who make things happen. 5. They are strugglers and wrestlers. They're just surviving. No breakthrough. 6. There are those who are nothing. 0. They do nothing. They attempt nothing. They know nothing. 7. There are those who have, but it's not enough. Poverty level. 8. There are those who have just enough. They can only feed their own mouth. They can't feed another mouth. 9. There are those who are successful. They have enough. 10. That those who are significant, that is, they have more than enough, and they can impact others positively. What is impact? The dictionary defines impact as a forceful effect. You make an effect. 2, is effect that gives color. 3, is highest notable impression of something. 4, highest number that can be attained. 5, is creating positive effect with one's life. Your life is making positive effects. 6, is leaving indelible mark in the lives of people. 7, is being a force to reckon with and not a mediocre. 8 has been a source of change, turnaround, and transformation. 9 is making notable impression upon people's heart and mind. The bottom line is this. Impact is influencing others positively. They look at your life, they follow your life, and it makes a positive impact. A positive impact. That songwriter says, some have friends who do them evil, but they have failed to make Jesus their friend. They have friends who are impacting them negatively, but they fail to make Jesus their friend. I'm praying one more time that the anointing of the impact maker will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. So it's important for your life to make impact. It's important for people to look at you and say, yes, we thank God that you are here. We thank God because of you we could do this. That I didn't know how to do this before, but you taught me and now I can do it. What impact are you making now with your life? What impact are you making with the way you talk? With the way you relate to people? Have you made an impact enough for people to say, oh, you don't need to preach to us, we shall follow you to your church, we can see your lifestyle? Say your life is a textbook that we've all read and we are willing to follow you anywhere. In that house where you are living, can they say your life has made impact? I remember one of my fathers in the Lord many years ago. He said when he got married, they were always fighting. Fighting with wife. After some time, he got a visitor one day. The visitor was their landlord. The landlord was a Muslim, an Alaji man. The landlord knocked their door and got inside and said, Oga, you people go to church every day here. We hear you pray here. Sometimes you speak some language that we too don't even understand. But then you also fight. So since you are praying and you are fighting, is this what they are teaching you in your church? That you pray and fight, you pray and fight, you pray and fight. That man said after this landlord has spoken to him, it was as if somebody poured cold water on his head. So in a sense, the landlord was saying, you are not making a positive impact here. Your impact here is completely negative. And that was a word of wisdom for the wise. He quickly recovered himself. He quickly repaired his ways. And he quickly began to move in his way, the way of the Lord. I pray one more time that the anointing for a life that will make positive impact will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Why must you make impact? He says you are very important to God's plan in this world. God does not waste time. God does not practice useless exercise. God has an agenda for every life he has created. God has a plan for every life that he has created. God has a specific plan for you, even as I sit down there. You are completely unique. There is no two persons like you. God created you to come and carry out an assignment. He has a specific duty for you. God does not just do things without thinking. You are here for a purpose. You are here for an assignment. That's why you must make impact. You must make impact because the harvest is plenteous and laborers are few. Plenty of harvest. Few laborers. Even if we have 1 million evangelists, it's not even enough to reach the world. Harvest is plenty, laborers are few. You need to make impact because you can still do much more than you are doing now. You need to make impact because God has deposited anointing, gifts, and investment in your life. That's what somebody has said, that the most valuable place on earth is the cemetery. Because in that cemetery lies song that never saw the light of the day. inventions that never came out, dreams that died, stories that died, ambition that died, ministration that died, right there in that cemetery. They called the place the richest place on earth. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. And when you light the light, you don't put it under bushel. He said, the house built on a hill cannot be hid. But the impact we need to make is the reason for all those statements about you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world, is because God is saying, make an impact. No matter how dark a place is now, if you bring in just a small candle, that small candle that you just lighted, in that darkness, will make an impact. See, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You need to make impact because our God is not a mediocre. It's not a minimum God. You need to make an impact. Your impact here on earth determines your reward in heaven. You have to make an impact because God wants you to be a voice and not an echo. God wants you to be a contributor and not a consumer. You will certainly be remembered by the impact you make. And it is when you make impact, men can say that, yes, you have passed through this place. It is important as believers, and as Christians who want to make heaven, and as those who want to influence others, that we should strategically plan that our lives, wherever we land, we make a positive impact. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Add facts about impact. So impact means to influence or to have strong effect on people or situation. Impact is the ability to use your potential, talent, competent capability and influence to rule your world, people and situation. We are all called to impact our world and everyone has something to give. Many have lived and died without making impact because they did not know how to use their God-given talents to impact the world. Impact is unmistakable, undeniable, significant, or major effect on our environment or generation as a result of our existence. Your impact is a combination of the things that happen around you just because you exist. You are an asset or a liability, a burden bearer or a burden to others, a solution to people's problem, or you are a problem yourself. It says you are not to die full of all the potential that God has loaded you with. You are supposed to die empty, leaving your footprint at the sand of time. And like the statement I made before, if you are not imparting any life, and if no one is learning something from you, then you are wasting God's time on earth. It now came with a question. How will you be remembered when you finish on earth and move on to eternity? Look at the conclusion of the study. So in life, you must be a contributor and not a consumer. God is a God of impact, and you will be remembered by the impact that you have made, either positive or negative. In the history of the world, the men and women we are remembering today for good were those who made impact, who did something in their generation. The Bible says, and David served God in his generation, and he slept with his fathers. And David served God in his generation, and then slept with his fathers. The only reason you are reading about David now is because he rendered service. He rendered service. He served others. He made an impact. If you are a selfish person, my family, my wife, my children, you will not make any impact. If you are not willing to do anything free for anybody, you will not make any impact. If you're not ready to sacrifice, you will not make any impact. I fear that some will get to heaven and the Lord will say, welcome, you are here. This is what you are supposed to do on earth. You did not do 5% of what you are supposed to do. And because you did not do your own bit, other people now start having problems. When you do not do your own bit, there will be an aftermath of that your bit you did not do. Because it will certainly show. Because the way God created man, he has not created us in isolation. He created us who can be linked to one another. That is the reason you are in that family. That is the reason you are in that group. That is the reason you are in that house. That is the reason you are in that company. If you leave the place and make no impact, the ball is in your court. Many years back, in a particular factory, they employ casual laborers every day. Casual laborers every day. This set of casual laborers were employed. But amongst them, they employ one man. This man was a prayer warrior. During break, while all of them are eating, you find him sitting in one corner. Pray, pray, pray. The 1 hour break, he does not open his eyes. It is when they ring the bell that break is over that he will open his eye and go and continue his work. They start at 9 a.m. in the morning. This brother will arrive around 8 o'clock. Again, while they are sitting outside waiting for them to be called into the company, he starts praying again. Doesn't chat with people. Prayer, prayer. All of a sudden, they were looking for a supervisor. They made him supervisor. But that's where I see casual laborers. Soon he became a foreman. Others were still laborers. They were still casual laborers. While he was making an impact in the place. And the impact was serious.
Bow down your heads. If you're not born again, surrender your life to Jesus now. But you see what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
These prayers I want you to pray, they are prayers that men of God have prayed down the ages and that has made an impact in their lives. I can see some people tonight who will pray these prayers and heaven will visit them. Say, oh God, arise! Make me one of your champions. Can I hear you shouting it? Let your voice be louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Make me one of your champions. Make me one of your champions. In the name of Jesus. You want to become a champion for Jesus? Shout it loud and clear. Make me one of your champions. In Jesus' name we pray. Power to make positive impact. Shout it louder than that. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Power to make positive impact. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 7 glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Come be a part of the MFM International Headquarters social media family by liking us on Facebook. following us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell. To be fully abreast of our programs, go follow, like, and subscribe now. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Steps to Greatness, taking the battle to the enemy's gate. The Amazing Power of Faith, The Eagle Man. These are the books for the Eagle Hour Quiz for the month of December. Get any of these books from www.mfminkbookshop.com or any bookshop near you. Study and win cash prizes from 50,000 Naira and more. Quiz Potter will open 2nd of January 2023, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the December quiz exercise at www.mfmeaglehour.com. Remember, readers are leaders. The Eagle Hour Book Quiz. Bid the best and be the best. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. It is going to be a December to remember, as the Man of Water Trio is slated for 7th of December, 14th of December, and 21st of December. These three Wednesdays of December will transform lives and catapult destinies to the next level. Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer, Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, will be ministering live with the theme, No More Embargo. No more evil carryovers. Come reset the last days of 2022 with power and glory. The December Man of Water Trio, 7th of December, 14th of December, and 21st of December. No more embargo. No more evil carryovers. Come fasten to this meeting with a bottle of oil and a violent faith. The MFM International Headquarters Main Auditorium, Lagos, Nigeria. 4:30 p.m. It's time to move. Jesus is Lord. This program will be live on all our social media handles. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Videos, messages, updates, locations, live programs alert, latest publications, the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries mobile church app, MFM on the go, now available on Android and iOS. Visit your Google Play Store or your App Store to download now. And always be in the know. MFM on the go, your one-stop app for every detail. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here. Have you subscribed to our YouTube channel? Have you clicked on the notification bell? If you haven't, please do so now. For every Friday night, it will be Prayers That Move Mountains with Dr. D.K. Olukoya, 12 midnight WAT on YouTube. Subscribe now at MFM Ministries. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, surely the Lord is here.